Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
These are very, very dangerous people.
Tonight, the massive manhunt for two armed fugitives is over.
There was a short vehicle pursuit, and both suspects were taken into custody separately.
Idaho police arrest the men responsible for what authorities say was a planned attack that led to the shooting of three officers.
The motive and why they did what they did, I don't know.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Thursday. I'm Jerika Duncan in for Nora. We begin tonight with some breaking news. The manhunt for two armed and dangerous suspects in Idaho has come to an end. Idaho police say a prison gang member and his accomplice were taken into custody near the city of Twin Falls this afternoon following a brief car chase. Local and state police were joined by the FBI in the statewide dragnet following the daring and violent escape Wednesday of the convicted felon and white supremacist. Three corrections officers were shot and wounded during the incident. Officials say they are also investigating two homicides that are potentially connected to the suspects. CBS's Carter Evans starts us off tonight with the latest details.
Skylar Meade and Nicholas Umfenauer are in custody.
Police say the search is over for the two fugitives who pulled off a violent prison escape in Boise. They were captured this afternoon in Twin Falls, about 130 miles away. But not before allegedly committing more acts of violence. Investigators suspect they killed two men while on the run.
We are investigating two homicides at separate locations in Nez Perce and Clearwater counties. These are potentially tied to this incident.
Meade made his well-coordinated escape during a shootout with prison guards outside a Boise emergency room Wednesday morning. Just as Meade exited the hospital where he'd been treated for self-inflicted injuries, police say Nicholas Umfenauer opened fire. Three corrections officers were shot in the chaos and survived.
We know with near certainty this was not an accident. This was a planned event.
The Department of Corrections says both Meade and Umfenauer are known members of the Aryan Knights prison gang, a white supremacist group formed in Idaho's prison system in the 90s. At one point, they were both in prison together.
This isn't your average inmates who just jumped over a wall and are running. These guys have lots of help.
Former FBI agent Greg Rogers says he doesn't think they acted alone.
They're going to find out other members of the gang inside the prison were having contact with people on the outside and arrange, times and dates and things like that.
Now, the arrest just happened, and police are still questioning the two men in Twin Falls. Both men will soon be facing even more charges that could now include murder. Tarika?
Wow, Carter Evans, thank you. Now to that antitrust lawsuit against Apple, the second largest company in the U.S. and the world. Its stock fell 4% today after the Justice Department accused the tech giant of hurting consumers by creating a monopoly in the smartphone market. CBS News senior business and tech correspondent Jolynn Kent has more on what this could mean for iPhone users.
The Justice Department says Apple is running an iPhone monopoly.
Consumers should not have to pay higher prices because companies break the law.
The DOJ alleges Apple, worth $2.7 trillion, unfairly tries to keep users hooked on iPhones and charges high fees from app developers, costing consumers money.
Developers, artists, content creators are paying hefty fees. Banks and credit unions are now paying new credit card fees. These fees will cost the economy, the U.S. economy, billions of dollars.
Apple denies the allegations and says a victory for the government would also set a dangerous precedent, empowering government to take a heavy hand in designing people's technology. The DOJ specifically calls out Apple for allegedly boxing out other companies' devices to help keep track of items like keys, to give an edge to its own AirTag, and for allowing lower quality text messages between iPhone and Android users, creating what many call the blue and green bubble divide. Experts say this lawsuit will take years.
What will change for an iPhone user now that this lawsuit has been filed?
In the immediate future, nothing is going to change, right? These antitrust lawsuits are really complicated. But if the government is successful here, we could end up in a world where the iPhone is a much more open device that plays better with the rest of the tech industry and the rest of the world.
And tonight, the feeling inside Apple's Cupertino headquarters is to fight back hard against what they are calling a misguided assault. And the Justice Department says if left unchallenged, Apple will continue to strengthen its monopoly. Safe to say, both sides are ready for a major showdown in court. Jerika.
That's right, Jolene. It sounds like it's only the beginning. Thank you. Well, turning to the weather, where the first days of spring are feeling more like winter. Parts of Maine getting up to a foot of snow in the past 24 hours. The Midwest is also bracing for a blast of snow from the Dakotas to Michigan. For more on that, let's bring in our meteorologist, Mike Bettis, from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Jerika, good evening. Yes, it is spring, but our northern states, almost every single one of them expecting snow over the next several days. First one comes in tonight and tomorrow, puts down a swath of snow through the upper Midwest. Places like Milwaukee could be looking at 3 to 5 inches of snow. Then eventually that system gets its act together across the northeast, could produce significant snow here and significant wind as well. Coastal flooding could be an issue as that system moves by. But look at some of the totals here, especially into the mountains. 1.5 to 2 feet of snow is on the way. Oh, and then there's another one that comes in beginning Sunday and may not wrap up until Tuesday. A big bullseye around central Minnesota. And with 1 to 1.5 feet of snow in the forecast, Jerika, a place like Minneapolis could see its biggest snow of the season, eclipsing what it's had for all of winter.
All right, Mike, thank you. We are learning new details tonight about the steps the New York Attorney General has taken towards seizing former President Donald Trump's property. Now, this could happen if he fails to come up with that court-ordered payment of $464 million in his civil fraud case. When it comes to the campaign trail, however, the polls suggest a close race. But as CBS's Robert Costa reports, the race for campaign cash right now is no contest.
President Biden touching down in Houston today as his campaign fundraising takes off. With 3 donor gatherings in 2 days, the Democratic money machine is expected to bring in another $7 million. And Biden is courting high-profile donors like billionaire businessman Mark Cuban.
Let's beat him again.
Heading into March, Biden's campaign had $71 million on hand, more than double the $33 million in Trump's campaign account. And the president's affiliated political committees have outraised Trump's network by double digits.
There's only about 6 or 7 states that are going to determine the outcome of this election.
Biden launched a $30 million ad campaign in key battleground state with plans to open more than 100 field offices.
But they'd like to take the cash away so I can't use it on the campaign.
Trump, meanwhile, has been forced to spend nearly $9 million on legal bills so far this year. That follows nearly $50 million last year. And the former president is now saying he can't secure the $464 million bond he needs to comply with the recent civil fraud ruling in New York, putting a long list of his prized properties at risk.
Have some of the greatest assets in the world, and this is a rigged trial.
Former federal prosecutor Renato Mariotti said it's possible Trump didn't plan ahead for such a ruling in the state's favor or for such a staggering penalty.
So it's possible, I suppose, that he didn't plan for this at all. The other possibility is that he's not nearly as wealthy as he suggests that he is.
Trump today lashed out at New York Attorney General Letitia James, who filed the judgment from the trial in Westchester County, where his golf resort and Seven Springs estate are located, a sign that she may be planning to.
And another development today, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg pushed for Trump's criminal hush money trial to begin as soon as possible in mid-April. And if the judge agrees, sources tell me it could rattle the race, forcing Trump off the trail for weeks in the spring to sit in a courtroom. Jerika.
All right, Robert Costa, thank you. Well, a chaotic scene today at the border in El Paso. Video shared by the New York Post shows a group of migrants pushing past Texas National Guard troops and rushing through a razor wire fence. In an exclusive interview with CBS News Border Patrol Chief Jason Owen says the U.S. needs tougher policies to deter illegal crossings.
Naturally, they're going to choose to come between the ports of entry. We need to take that off the table and make sure everybody's coming through the front door, through the port of entry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says authorities quickly regained control and reinforced the barrier. Well, more Americans today escaped by helicopter from the gang violence and political turmoil in Haiti. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez was at the airport in neighboring Dominican Republic when the Americans got out.
More neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince are falling under the gang's reign of terror. Gunmen roam freely, killing, kidnapping, and looting as they go. They shot him dead, this man says, and then they burned his body. The chaos compounded by armed vigilantes around the capital fighting back to protect their neighborhoods. Thousands are desperate to flee, trying to get out any way they can. Today, a U.S. government-chartered helicopter again braved the dangerous conditions, flying citizens stuck in Port-au-Prince to the neighboring Dominican Republic. Nearly 1,600 passport holders have registered for help, but only roughly 30 a day can be rescued this way as long as it's safe.
And here they come. Officials on the ground tell us it's a group of more than a dozen U.S. citizens who were able to board that helicopter in Port-au-Prince, and they've arrived here in Santo Domingo just before 1 p.m. From here, they will be processed through customs, and then they have the option of remaining in this country or trying to get a commercial flight to the United States.
They had this guy yesterday. They burned in a motorcycle.
Katiana Keisha Remador, wristband identifying her as an American, is trying to make her way home to her two children in Orlando. Her husband, who is not a U.S. citizen, had to stay behind.
I have one of my cousins. The gun just went to the house and asked her to leave the house.
They just kicked her out of the house,
yes,
like that.
And they just take everything.
This afternoon, another charter flight from Cap Haitian arrived in Miami, carrying 60 U.S. citizens.
It was very scary. There's not a lot of food.
A second evacuation flight landed here in Santo Domingo this afternoon. As for Haiti, with no elected leader in charge, gang leaders have tried to insert themselves into the process of forming a new government, slowing down the process and threatening even more violence. Tarika?
Manuel Bajorquez, thank you. The network that links DMVs across this country were hit by a computer outage today. This caused delays for people trying to get driver's licenses and vehicle titles. In some places, including Illinois, appointments had to be rescheduled. It's not clear yet what caused the problem. Now to a sports betting scandal involving Major League Baseball's biggest star, Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Dodgers. The team fired Ohtani's longtime friend and interpreter yesterday over allegations that he stole millions of dollars to pay off his gambling debts. CBS's Adam Yamaguchi has details tonight on those allegations.
This is Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, in the ninth inning of Wednesday's season opener. No sign at all that within minutes, Mizuhara's world would cave in. He would reportedly confess to the team he had lost millions of dollars in gambling. Sports betting is illegal in California.
Ohtani lines a base hit to right field.
Soon after the team's win, the L.A. Dodgers fired Mizuhara, who has been side-by-side with Ohtani for 6 years, from when the megastar first signed with the Angels.
I'm really grateful.
To when he joined the Dodgers after signing the richest contract in baseball history, $700 million.
I had to choose one team, and Dodgers were my choice.
ESPN reported that Mizuhara told them Ohtani was aware of the gambling debts and helped him out, and then recanted, claiming Ohtani knew nothing about the gambling losses.
That is a big mystery right now. Why did Mizuhara first say that Ohtani covered his gambling debts knowingly, and then backtrack that and say that Ohtani had no idea?
The LA Times was the first to report that the Dodgers fired Mizuhara, with Ohtani's rep saying that he was the victim of a massive theft.
Mizuhara was more than just an interpreter for Shohei Ohtani. What was that relationship?
This is not just a professional relationship. This is something that goes deeper than that. That's why if the allegations are true about Mizuhara engaging in this, quote, massive theft, as Ohtani's representatives allege, it is a betrayal.
Now, if in fact Ohtani was the victim of massive theft, it could lead to criminal charges against Mizuhara. All these questions, though, cast a shadow over the Dodgers and its star player. And the season's just now getting started. Jerika?
Adam Yamaguchi for us tonight. Thank you. Well, a hot air balloon carrying passengers plunges to the ground after hitting power lines. We'll have the details next.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A ride in a hot air balloon ended in a fiery crash. The balloon with three people on board blew into a power lines last night while the pilot was attempting to land in Rochester, Minnesota. A highway camera captured the moment and hit the wires. The basket carrying those three people separated from the balloon, plummeting 20 to 30 feet to the ground and sparked a brush fire. Luckily, there were no serious injuries. It could be a medical breakthrough. In a first-of-its-kind procedure, doctors in Boston have transplanted a kidney from a genetically modified pig into a living man. The surgery was last weekend. Doctors say the recipient is a 62-year-old man and his health continues to improve. Over 800,000 people in this country are living with end-stage kidney disease. One doctor says if this procedure can be done successfully on a larger scale, dialysis will become obsolete. There are academic coaches in the nation's largest school district countering the devastating impacts of COVID. That's next. 4 years after the COVID pandemic shut down America's school systems, a nonprofit organization is helping New York City students get back on track. Here's CBS's Elaine Quijano.
School begins on a high note at Mosaic Preparatory Academy in New York City, where students are greeted like superstars. A stark contrast from 4 years ago when the doors were shuttered during the COVID pandemic and children like 9-year-old Joy Contreras, then a first grader, struggled with remote learning.
Sometimes it was blurry, and when I had my headphones on, people were screaming in my ears.
Crystal Arias remembers her daughter's frustration.
she kind of felt shut off. Like, her main thing was, nobody's listening to me, because it's a lot of people, you know, it's a screen.
So that's just the example.
To help reverse pandemic learning loss, her school has partnered with City Year New York, which supplies teams of student success coaches serving as tutors, mentors, and role models in 17 public schools citywide.
Perfect.
23-year-old Jessica Solomon helps Joy with math and reading.
Joy's growth this year academically and socially, emotionally has been amazing.
They help me with my homework, and when I don't know something and my friends won't help me, they help.
And the results are earning high marks. Last year, attendance went up 10% over the year before. State reading scores jumped 18% and math scores increased 9%.
My favorite one is this one.
Joy's mother says even her confidence has grown.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A teacher, like my grandma.
How come?
Because teachers help kids learn. So when they grow up, they could be whatever they want.
I just feel so rewarded to be a part of their academic journey, especially in this transition out of the pandemic.
The importance of human connections, a lesson to remember. Elaine Quijano, CBS News, New York.
Well, Heart of America is next with a top secret World War II unit that's finally being honored.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America. Meet the surviving members of a top-secret World War II unit nicknamed the Ghost Army. Well, today they finally got their recognition by being awarded the Congressional Gold Medal. Their missions had more to do with the art of deception than the art of war. You see, they used inflatable tanks, fake radio dispatches, and even loudspeakers to sound like a much larger division. Their job was to fool the Nazis and draw attention away from the real battlefield. Three of the seven known surviving members were at the ceremony. Rick Beyer, the president of the Legacy Project, helped today come to fruition.
To project strength when you have none, to purposely draw enemy fire to keep it from falling on others, a dangerous business, not for the faint of heart. Today, the 1,300 men of the Ghost Army are finally getting their due.
World War II's Ghost Army, tonight's Heart of America. And that is the CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm Jerika Duncan. Have a great night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into five themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first three boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.